Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome. It is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 604. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
I almost had the worst day of my life today.
Oh, boy.
Very close.
Oh, no. What happened?
I clogged the toilet at work.
So you started a new career is this week two?
This is week three.
Week three.
Yeah.
And you've managed to clog the toilet. Now, is this with massive BMs? Did you put some things that shouldn't have been going down the drain? How did this happen?
I'm telling you, by the grace of God, it was just a pee-pee. And I am.
That's not how plumbing works. That can't be true.
Dude, I'm telling you. And it's not like I was just like packing in with toilet paper. I swear to God, because I told you it was almost the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Now, it was just the perfect storm of like the boyfriend was in town like doing stuff. So he's like, hey, like I'll pick you up. We'll like have lunch together. I'm like, great. Sounds good. So I was like, all right, let me just pee really quick before.
So you had a big lunch is what you're saying. You had a big lunch before you used the bathroom at work.
No, I was going to get picked up for lunch. I was fasted.
Okay.
Okay. And I was like, let me just pee before I go to lunch. And the boyfriend was like, I'll be there in 12 minutes. So, you know, I do a few things, plan it out. And then I'm like, let me just pee really quickly. And then I was like, oh, no. No, 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 no. And there was a plunger and everything too. So I was getting in there.
So wait a second. So you used the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was just number one.
Thank God.
And you used a little bit of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or a lot, maybe. Was it how much?
I don't think it was like more than usual.
Okay. Normal amount.
Normal amount, I would say.
And then you know.
I clogged the toilet and I started plunging aggressively. And of course, like my phone's going off because the boyfriend's like, I'm here. Where are you? And I was just like.
So was it a scenario where the water in the bowl was rising
yes.
to the point or a potential overflow?
I was a little concerned about that. It stopped
bad.
And then I like let it, you know, go down a little bit. And then there was a plunger. So I just started plunging it. I'm like, I've done this before.
Yeah.
And then I flushed again and I'm like, this isn't working. And I was like, I was so grateful in that moment that I didn't take a huge dump. Because I've been kind of backed up lately. So it was very plausible that I could have just busted it up. So I was like, okay, I got a couple options. I can walk out of here and pretend it wasn't me mm-hmm. and just like leave the problem for the next person to handle.
Yep.
Or which I would have done if it was a dump. But because it wasn't, I was just like, I'll tell the office manager. And so I did. And I was just like, listen, lady, I didn't do anything gross in there. I swear to God in my life, the bowl speaks for itself. I'm like, all I did was, you know, do my business and it's not flushing. And she's just like, all right, I'll tell one of the guys to like handle it. And God bless her. Like during my lunch break, she went in there and just plunged the S out of it and
yeah.
fixed it. I was yeah. plunging it too, but I guess I'm just not quite as strong as I used to be. Looking pretty jacked though, but.
Well, here's the thing about your story is that if what you're saying is true and you just did a one in the toilet, someone did option one on you that you just mentioned, which means that they clogged the toilet and left it for the next person
Very
who
likely.
Happened to be you.
Could have been.
So one of your coworkers laid a massive BM and
clogged the
pipes. But
then wouldn't I have seen it? Oh, you mean clog the pipes, but I didn't see it yet.
You didn't see it. It went down, but it got stuck is what happened.
Yeah.
So then and that's what they figured, like it's down. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm leaving it for the next schmuck who comes into the bathroom, which happened to be named Anna Hummel.
Yeah.
So you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You're not the clogger.
No, I'm not. Definitely not. But I was almost blamed for it.
And well, you were blamed for it.
Yeah.
And the office thinks that you clogged the toilet.
Yeah, well,
because
I did.
Someone left it for you.
I did.
To get caught.
And there's like an office that's like right there. And there was a guy in there, a new guy that just started. And I'm like, that guy saw me go in the bathroom.
Yep.
Like, I can't.
Everyone's
going to know.
Everyone's saying, Anna, at your new place of employment, did you hear the new girl clog the toilet?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I was just like, hey, lady, front desk lady. She's very nice. She's a very nice woman and she's very good at her job. She's really the person I see most of the day. And unfortunately for me, she's like all work, no play kind of. I just wish I had a little bit more of a friend vibe at work, but I think that the new guy is kind of cool and the owner is pretty cool. I was going to divulge some stuff, but I feel like it probably like NDA stuff that I shouldn't disclose. But all I got to say is like, they're cooler than I thought. They're cooler than I thought.
Joe with a good comment, unisex or was there a men's and women's room?
No, it's a unisex bathroom. So okay. If this was like my last place of employment, that is a like massive, maybe not quite a Fortune 500 company, but a very popular company that most people have heard of. So they had just like a slew of bathrooms. So if I just like clogged one of those, which I never did, which is insane, but they were industrial grade toilets. These are not industrial grade toilets. You know what I mean? Because you can tell because they just got the little flusher and not the like metal bar where you could just smash on your foot, you know?
Yeah, they have those at all because people take massive BMs.
Yeah,
and they don't want to.
I was one of them.
Flood the toilet. Yeah.
But
yeah,
thank God not today. Thank you. Jesus, I was so grateful I didn't take a dump. Then I did take Leo later in another bathroom.
And another, clog that one now. Go to bathroom two, clog that one up. Old, I'm trying to think of a good nickname for you. On a cloggle.
No, dude, I've been constipated for like the last 3 days, so it was well overdue. Oh,
wow.
I was grateful.
One time I was at a bar. I don't know if I told this story. It was the one near Janice Live. And I had to pee real bad. And the bathrooms there were always horrendous. But it was like two unisex bathrooms, single stall scenario. And I walked into the one and it was...
What's that?
It was, Brian from Philly. $10. Thank Woo! You, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
sorry,
you.
Sorry, go on.
So I walk in and it is full of toilet paper and God knows whatever else. I think every sort of thing that could come out of a human body was in this bathroom and it was not going to go down. I could tell. So I had to do, you know, I still had to pee. So I just went number one. And as I opened the door to leave, one of the prettiest ladies I've ever seen in my life was outside waiting to use this toilet. Right after me. And I didn't know what to do. I just said, it wasn't me. And I walked out and I told my friend, we have to go. I cannot make eye contact with this woman ever again. And could have been my future wife, maybe. But now she's, who knows where she is.
Right. I thought you were going to tell the other story where like you had like some tummy issues. And people were like, hurry up, bud.
Yeah.
That was around Janice Live as well, right?
That was at the Garden in Janice Live where I had
the Garden?
It was called the Garden at that time, I believe. It was Caddies. I don't know. It's got to be something
else. Oh, okay.
Where
the glamper pop up.
Yeah.
I know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the holidays. Yeah.
I got, had to make a two on First Friday in downtown St. Pete. Yeah. And people were banging on the stalls and it was, I'm sick. That one, I was miserable, absolutely miserable.
Yeah, I know we talk about bodily functions a lot on this show, but it's fun. I do remember my worst experience of my life.
Public restroom.
I guess you could say that. I was in Laos.
Is that a country?
Yes.
Okay.
In Southeast Asia.
Is there an?
They say Laos.
Okay.
Like Illinois, maybe some people say
okay,
Illinois.
Yeah, gotcha.
But we went to this restaurant, if we could even call it that. And I had just some tummy issues, which makes sense. You're in a dirty, filthy place. Oh, I was there for 3 months.
Yeah.
So I was doing pretty well. And then all of a sudden I was like, something don't feel right.
Yeah.
Went to the bathroom. Mind you, it's not a toilet. It's just squatting.
Yeah.
So thank God I was young and my ACL didn't give out or something. But I remember just let me just say I emerged from the bathroom maybe after like 45 minutes and my friends were like, "You okay?" They're like, "Jesus, you look like you went to war. Are you okay?" I'm like, I did.
Yeah.
I've never had stomach cramps like that in my life.
Dude, it's crazy. Like there's pages of I've seen videos here and there of like people security camera footage of people like have an emergency and they poo their pants.
Yeah, I love those.
There's an account that I found on Instagram that's just that. And I figured like these are kind of like they happened, here and there, like, apparently it happens a lot because there are a lot of videos on Instagram page of people just like dropping trowel in a grocery store and just letting her rip. And some of them don't look like an emergency, I think they could have held it. You know what I mean? Like they were, there's some sort of fetish or something going on there, but fascinating. The account name, if you want to look it up, is Disaster Dump. Disaster with two R's, period, dump. And you can get your, if you're into that sort of thing, it's available to you. That's all I'm saying. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. We are live on YouTube Wednesdays, 6 p.m., here at willsyoutube.com and Rumble and Facebook, HMB Radio on Facebook. After we conclude here, we say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and regular podcast feed. We continue on for another half an hour or more sometimes. And that goes on Substack right after the show ends. Full audio only, uncensored portion in the second half. So I would encourage you to go over to hmbradio.substack.com and subscribe. We keep it pretty cheap. There's a free version as well. If you want to just go and join, I would encourage you to please do that. But anyway, I feel like this is kind of on the same lines.
Mm.
Do you remember having like a really, cause you did food service, right?
I did.
What was the worst? Well, I tell you what, think about the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your time in food service.
Oh, it was like in my life.
No,
like this is going to get dark
in food service. So this guy, I want to tell you about this, though. Okay. First, this Florida man tosses a frappe at a McDonald's worker. It's right here in Seminole. Love it because it's nice and local. Daniel Bromowitz is his name. He's 29. He was arrested after assaulting a McDonald's drive-thru worker with a McDonald's frappe, which is a frozen coffee milkshake thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The arrest report elaborates, explaining the beverage struck the victim in the facial region, causing the beverage container to break open. These people do not make enough money to deal with something like this.
Right.
And he's getting a coffee at 1 a.m, which is, that's a wild, wild move.
Well, I mean, some, people have overnight shifts. Maybe that was his lunch break.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's working overnight. That's true. Through a frozen coffee beverage at the victim. I worked at Beef O'Brady's.
Okay. Yeah. I remember this. The disgusting fry oil.
Part of my duties. Yes. I was a cook there. Part of my duties was changing the fry oil, and Beef O'Brady's, known for its wings, was the oil got very dirty and very nasty, as I'm sure you can imagine. And I had to, what we would do is we would clean oil first, fryer, we go all the way down to 5, we would recycle the oil, and then you'd use the kind of the fries and the fried mushrooms and things of that nature in the first clean oil. You could use 2 or 3 as well. 3, you're pushing it, you're getting into, not so good territory. 4 and 5, that's wing territory where you're throwing raw meat into the fryer. So I, every day I would have to go out and change 5, and it was very pungent, very stinky. You go to the grease trap, you'd open it up. I would hold my breath, dump the oil, and begin vomiting. Every morning I did this in college for many, many months until the lady who owned the Beef O'Brady's was happened to be walking by where I had the door open and saw me vomiting aggressively outside near the grease trap. And she went, "Oh my God, are you okay? Do you need to go home? Are you sick?" And I go, "No, I do this every day." And she went, "What? You do this every day?" And I said, "That's right." And she goes, "You're on lunch duty. You don't have to do this anymore." So that was the best. That was pretty awesome. I did. I mean, I had that was my job. And I was just like, this is just part of the job. You know, I'm going to have to upchuck whatever I ate that morning. It's just part of the deal. But then I got lunch duty. It was so sick. It was just like you went in, made food, didn't have to do any opening, no closing, didn't have to get any of the soups out, cut up vegetables, none of that. You just went in, made some burgers, made some wings. And yeah, that was awesome. But that was I had a very brief. So I can't really imagine like a customer. Like, have you ever had a customer get mad at you?
Oh, no. What do you think?
It sounds like, I figured, you know, I knew that you had a good story for this.
I have a few. Well, I've been fired several times from different establishments, mostly in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
For different reasons. So I'd be like, "Oh, okay, I just got fired for this." And you process and you go, "Okay, we probably shouldn't do that anymore." And then I'd get a new job, and then I would get fired for something totally different. And I'm like, okay. And then I would get a new job and get fired for something different. And I'm like, what the is wrong with me? I remember one time thinking, like, do I just think the rules don't apply to me, whatever they are? But probably the most like aggressive I got was I used to work at an Embassy Suites in Southfield, Michigan, which
Embassy Suites kind of on par with with not maybe a little bit nicer than a Motel 8, but not as nice as like a Marriott, right?
That kind sounds of about right.
Okay,
it's pretty like, I don't want to say slightly substandard,
yeah,
but it like pretends like it's a really nice hotel.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It tries to put lipstick on a pig.
Gotcha.
So, and they have like, probably like fake nice food. Like they offer steaks and ribeyes and New York strips and stuff like that, but it's probably like not great quality is what I'm guessing. So anyways, we had this person come in. He was a giant man. Not going to describe anything else about him, but he was a giant man.
Giant man.
Giant man.
You don't want to describe it.
That's it.
Okay.
Brown hair. Okay. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Brown or black?
Between brown and black.
Okay.
Not going to say anything else.
Okay.
He was drinking Hennessy. I'm not going to say.
You're playing really loud music. Talking during the movies.
Dark eyes.
Okay. Dark eyes. Say no more. Say no more.
Anyways, he ordered maybe the most expensive steak on the menu.
Can I ask you something? Did his name have an apostrophe in it, his first
name? It may have.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I don't know his name. I didn't know his name.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's not.
Giant man.
It's not consequential to the story. So right. It doesn't really matter.
I'll say that he was using a lot of like slang.
Okay.
Some of which I did not understand.
Okay.
Okay.
So he was like a zoomer, like a young kid.
Nope.
6'7", that type of stuff.
No.
Okay.
No, he was about 6'4".
maybe a basketball player is what you're
probably
saying.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably like maybe if I can kind of recall between like 330 and 350 pounds.
Wow.
Like a big guy.
Okay.
Big man.
Yeah.
Like maybe his name rhymed with Marmel or something.
Sure.
Something like
that. Say no more.
Say any more.
No more. I think the picture has been painted and it's not consequential to the story. Just know it's a large guy. In fact, let's not even say guy, a person. Large person.
It was a dude. It was a guy.
All right. I think that's too much.
He may have been with a woman. I'm almost certain that he was.
Can I guess the woman that he was with?
Yeah.
White and husky. The large, I'm going to say.
I can't fully recall, but of what I can kind of remember, no, not that. Okay. Mostly, and I'm just... Sheer probability would suggest that where I worked, that was probably a low probability.
Mm.
That makes
sense. Was she wearing Cookie Monster pajama pants? And was it 1 p.m.?
No, okay. It was definitely in the evening, probably around 6, 7, maybe 8 p.m. even. But they were both drinking Hennessy. And I'll just say this. The woman was wearing very large hoop earrings.
Okay. Say no more. No more needs to be said. We got it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. That's good.
Her hair wasn't real.
Okay.
That was obvious. Okay.
Say no more. All has been said.
Right. Okay.
Got it.
So they order the most expensive thing on the menu. And then you're not going to believe this. Well, you're not going to believe this at all. They finished the food. They finished all the food.
Yeah.
And then he came up to me. I was a bartender, so I was at the bar. And he came up to me and he said, it wasn't good. I'm sending it back. And I said, what are you sending back? The bone?
Right.
I said, I don't think you could send that back. You ate all the food. He goes, I didn't like it. I go, well, then why did you eat it? He goes, I don't like it, and I want to speak to a manager. And I was like, fine. And then as he turned away to walk, I like audibly whispered the D word.
Oh God, I thought you were going to say
no, not the other word.
Okay.
Just a very... utilitarian, non-denominational kind of insult.
Okay.
A D word.
Yeah.
You know, Richard.
Right.
Dick.
Got it.
Dick Richard. I was just like, Dick Richard. And I think maybe he like kind of turned to the side, whatever. We get him sorted. Obviously, I just throw it. I go, I'm guessing in my mind, I'm like, I'm probably not going to get a tip from this guy. So, for a multitude of reasons. One being, I called him a Dick Richard.
Yeah.
And that's probably the main one. That's probably the main reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, his meal was comped because otherwise it may have been a hate crime, someone said.
Yeah.
So,
how?
Manager, big, like a vanilla skinned man.
Yeah.
You know, the Caucasian variety. And I think he was just like, just.
Please don't.
Yeah,
it caused a scene.
So I was like, all right. So we let that go.
That's crazy, though. Mm-hmm. That is really like announcing to the world that you can just do that anywhere you go and just, you know, get free meals.
Yeah. Well, apparently it didn't end there because I thought I was in the clear. I continued to show up to work. Everything was cool. Things were super. And then it must have been about a week and a half later. The hotel manager asked to see me in his office. I was like, I hope he's going to like SA me and not fire me because I need the money. But unfortunately, he calls me in and he goes, hey, does the name, I don't know, Mr. Bigsby, I'm just saying, I don't know, ring a bell? I go, yeah, it does. And then he said, did you call him a Dick Richard? No. Prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no. And he's like, well, they complained. They said you did this, so you're fired.
Wait a minute. So you must have did something that they were like looking for an excuse because, yeah, you're right. How can you prove it? And the guy was a Richard.
Yes. Well, I then heard later that many of the people that worked there, I suppose, were trying to, let's just say, lessen the diversity of the staff. Now, that could have just been because a bunch of bitter white people got fired. But that's what they told me, is that There was a woman who we affectionately called, I think it was either Brown Sugar or Brown Sugar Mama. So she was in charge, and it just seemed like all of the hiring choices that they made were kind of going in one direction. I was kind of like an outlier. Mm. I worked with a lovely lady named Kiana, spelled not like you would expect, lots of apostrophes. And then there was one woman that they hired on, and they said, yeah, we got a new girl on the bar on it. You're going to train her. Her name is Tanqueray. And they said, what?
Like that?
What? I said, like the mid-shelf gin? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay, cool. And then I got fired. So yeah, I got fired for calling a guy a Dick Richard for trying to send back a meal that he had fully consumed. And again, it wasn't like he got a grilled cheese. It was at least, I would say, a $45 steak.
Wow.
Yeah. And his woman too. She sent hers back because she didn't like it either, even though it was all in her.
So you're talking like over a hundy, pretty much.
Oh yeah. And then because, you know, they complained about me, I'm sure they gave them all the drinks for free and everything.
Sounds like they got their whole, see, that encourages bad behavior. I don't know 100%. If that would still fly today, but yeah, you could just complain, eat, and then just make an ass out of yourself. At least you'll get the free meal.
Yeah,
that's not good. I feel like I wish we could find your former supervisor, because that just seems like that they were looking for a reason. I want to get a performance review on your time there. Were you a good employee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I remember getting escorted out by the guy who had hired me 3 months before. And I just remember being like, really, Andrew? Like, what do you think I'm going to do? He's like, it's just protocol. He's just like, you know, shadowing you, because he doesn't know if you're going to start picking up a chair and start throwing it or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, those are the people you should be firing. And they're here.
I guarantee you Tanqueray threw a chair on her way out.
Later realized who she reminded me of, and it was Cardi B.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing Cardi B and I'm like, I've seen that face. I was like, that's Tanqueray. So that was my time as a bartender for Embassy Suites.
Don't make enough money for that, certainly. Yeah. You don't make enough money to get a frappe thrown in your face. And you don't make enough money to clean the fryer traps and barf outside every morning. Mm. You just don't.
No.
I saw this too. Tampa International Airport has a very good social media person who is good with... Do you know who it is?
No, I agree, because they do like funny stuff.
They do. They do. They had something with the stupid flamingo statue thing. I know that went viral at one point, but they made a post on Instagram earlier this week that said no more pajamas at the airport in the middle of the day. They wrote that in social media. People started taking it seriously, and I think a lot of people feel this way. Like, I don't think you need to, you know, put on a suit necessarily, or a pantsuit, whatever the equivalent for a lady is, but just like proper clothing. Because I don't know, you went to the airport recently. There's a lot of pajamas and flip-flops, and it's a little much, I think, for being out in public. People want to be comfy. People bring blankies with them to sleep on the plane.
The problem?
I mean, I feel like, you know,
I feel personally attacked.
Why? Is that you?
I could improve my wardrobe for the airport.
Well, what do you wear? I have a feeling you wear a hoodie and, you know, some sweatpants.
Okay, yes, that's what I wear.
I think that's pushing it, but that's okay.
But I wear closed-toed shoes. I don't wear slides. I don't wear Birkenstocks with socks.
Closed-toed shoes.
I wear like athletic shoes. I do wear sweatpants. But I feel like the sweatpants are appropriate, because it's not really pajamas. It's athletic wear.
Yeah.
And I do wear a hoodie.
It's a hack, because it is like pretty much pajama pants. I mean, they're comfy, fuzzy pants.
They have a cinched like bottom.
Yeah.
So whatever. Or I would used to wear joggers, but then my ass got too fat for the ones I bought, so
yeah,
stop wearing them. I didn't want to attract too much unwanted attention, because I'd feel like they also don't look good on me. Like, you know what an ass is like? Maybe you don't agree. I don't know how you feel about that. Let's find out. It, like, you can have a pH like, can I say pH fat?
Yeah.
Booty.
Mm-hmm.
And like it be good and or bad.
Sure.
Like there are fat booties that are like, ooh, that's juicy. That's nice. It pops like where it should. And then there's also like a fat butt where you're like, ooh, ooh, you know, not,
there's a difference.
There's a difference. And usually like the bad fat butts, they're enormous and non-existent at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about it? There's a threshold, right? Where you can have a good fat booty and a bad fat booty.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you my answer in the uncensored bonus time because I might need to use some words that are not appropriate. So we're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and our regular podcast feed listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Join us Wednesdays, 6 p.m., where we are live on YouTube, willsyoutube.com. Go sign up for the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. There's a free and paid version there. Good way to support the show. Thank you, Brian, for the super chat. We appreciate that. Oh, that's another thing. You can participate in super chat and other chats, too. We try to go through and read those, so it's fun. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.